the unnatural planning model. To emphasize the importance of utilizing the natural planning model for the more complex things we're involved with, let's contrast it with the more normal model used in most environments, what I call unnatural planning. When the good idea is a bad idea. Have you ever heard a well-intentioned manager start a meeting with the question, "Okay, so who's got a good idea about this?" What is the assumption here? Before any evaluation of what's a good idea can be trusted, the purpose must be clear, the vision must be well-defined, and all the relevant data must have been collected, or brainstormed, and analyzed, or organized. What's a good idea is a good question, but only when you're about 80% of the way through your thinking. Starting there would probably blow anyone's creative mental fuses. Trying to approach any situation from a perspective that's not the natural way your mind operates will be difficult. People do it all the time, but it almost always engenders a lack of clarity and increased stress. In interactions with others, it opens the door for egos, politics, and hidden agendas to take over the discussion. Generally speaking, the most verbally aggressive will run the show. And if it's just you, attempting to come up with a good idea before defining your purpose, creating a vision, and collecting lots of initial bad ideas is likely to give you a case of creative constipation.